Hi, this is Kimberly from WindowsToTheHeart.net, and this is the directions for saying no, so then you can say yes to life. And for this activity, by now, if you haven't yet, you have a piece of paper and a writing tool. That's all you'll need for this. You can use a single piece of paper. You can have a journal or a notebook. It's up to you. And this process can be one that you use more than once. You can use it any time you feel like you are trying to consider moving forward in your life and you feel off course, off the path, or you've lost your inner compass. You can use this anytime. So because this is the first time we're doing this activity, you'll need about 15 minutes. Okay, so if you need to take time to get your materials, go ahead and do that now. Turn off the recording and then come back, and then we'll talk about how to work with this piece of paper. Okay, welcome back. So now that you have your piece of paper and your writing tool, you're going to divide this paper with a vertical line down the center. If you have a single piece of paper and you want to fold it, that works well. And the line doesn't have to be perfect. If you're in a journal or notebook, just draw a line down the center of the paper. Okay, good. And on the left side, on the top, if you would please write no, that's your heading for the left side. On the right side, write the word yes. That's your heading for the right side of the paper. Now divide this page by drawing lines or folding the paper so that there are six equal parts on the page. This means that there will be six different cells side by side in groups of two. So there'll be two on the top, two in the middle, two on the bottom. Six equal parts. Okay, now that you've completed that, you're going to be pairing up the left and the right side. And we're going to put the first two cells together. On the left side, it says no. On the right side, of course, it says yes already. So you're going to have three different areas of your life you're going to consider today. So we want to separate these so that you're considering each of these on their own. So you're going to take the first two boxes across the top, going left to right, horizontally. So you're going to put a number 1 under no in the first cell, and going across, you're going to put a number 1 in the first cell under yes. And I bet you've already figured this out. As you go down the paper, the second two cells underneath these number 1 cells will be 2. 2 under no and 2 under yes. And then going down to the bottom two cells, 3 on the left and 3 on the right. So that, what I mean by that is 3 under no and number 3 under yes. So as you look down, no, you should see 1, 2, 3, a number in each one of those cells. Same thing on the right side, 1, 2, 3. And we're going to match up the 1s, then we're going to match up the 2s, and then we'll match up the 3s. Okay, so now that we have that out of the way, excuse me. All right, you can put your paper and your pencil down or your whatever you're using to write with. And if you want to use markers, you can. This would be fantastic to add color to this if you want to. So find a quiet place to be and begin by sitting down, having your writing materials close by, and just allow your body to relax. Move whatever part of your body feels tense or needs to come into greater relaxation. And start to get in touch with your breath in and out through your nose. Feel supported. So move whatever part of your body you need to feel even more supported. Now begin to focus your breath down into your heart area, in and out through your nose, imagining that these breaths are moving directly in and out of your heart space. Good. Now you can begin to focus on some choices or paths in your life that you'd like to travel, that you'd like to take, that you'd like to explore. here is a question to begin this process. What do I want to say yes to in my life? This can include self-care. I want to say yes to self-care, to a new relationship, to deepening my relationship, to healing my relationship with. I want to say yes to something that I'd like to create or experience. I'd like to experience and say yes to joy, to calm, to more love. I'd like to say yes to a direction of my life. I'd like to explore based on my values that align with my inner essence. So take a moment and just notice whatever comes up. It could be one thing or it could be a few things. The question again is, what do I want to say yes to in my life? Noticing what comes up, it could be a sound, it could be a picture, it could be a feeling. If nothing comes up, if you feel stuck, return to getting in touch with your breath and focus on your heart. Just breathe. The images or messages that show up might not seem logical right now, and that is okay. Your experience from your inner essence, your inner nature, is coming from your inner compass, and this is good. Okay, go ahead and take all the time you need. If you need more time, turn off the recording. When you're ready, come back. Okay, and now we're going to come back into the space with our writing tools. And when you're ready, bring your awareness to where you are now. Look at your page with the no on the left side and the yes on the right side. We're going to begin by focusing on the yes side. So on the yes side, because we've just looked at the images from our inner compass. Begin the process by writing down or drawing what you saw on the yes side. You can just write a few words. You can write down a picture. You can use color and draw that if it was a smell or a feeling. If you saw someone that you haven't seen for a long time or there's something that you don't know what it is yet, just describe it the best you can. If you saw one image, put it in box one. If you saw two images, you're going to use box one for your first image, box two on the yes side for your second image. And if you saw three, then the third, of course, box will be your third image. Work with one image at a time. That's great as you do this. So go ahead and turn off the recording to complete this part. And when you're done, turn the recording back on for the next steps. Okay, good. So go ahead and look at your pictures and just scan them from top to bottom. You have one to three, you might have one or two or three, one to three different yeses for your life, what you'd like to say yes to. So what we're going to work with now is the other side of the page labeled no. And this is the place where you're going to write down things that you need to say no to so you can say yes. So open up the page if it's not open yet so that you see no and yes next to each other. Remember that number one and one match each other. So if you're saying no to the image that you drew for number one, for yes, let's say, for example, you want to be able to have a greater sense of joy in your life. So there's a picture, for example. It could be a sun, a smile. It could be something that you actually do for joy. So it could be long walks. It could be vacations. It could be hugs. It could be any of those things. You're now going to work with the no that goes with that picture. So you're working with a no that could go, I'm going to keep using this example, to experiencing more joy. This could be saying, for example, I need to say no to the guilt, the shame that I have for feeling like I don't work enough hours or I don't work hard enough. Or it could be that I need to say no to my inability to take action or making excuses. It might be that I need to say no to some abusive messages or behaviors or self-talk that I have. It could be even related to excess. For example, there's no joy because I am, you know, working overtime or I'm hypervigilant or I have excess in some direction, like overspending or imbalances in my life, which is related to an activity or habit, or even something related to a relationship. It could be a thought cycle that, you know, goes around and around and around like a hamster wheel. Please take your time with this, and you can come back later if you get another image or idea to add more details. So take a few moments to do this, and turn off the recording and come back when you've completed this. Okay, good. Now we are going to take a few minutes to compare your no to your yes side. So we're going to be comparing number one no to number one yes. And each of the ones separately, as well as looking at what the global messages are from all three, if you have three. Okay. So once you have those details recorded, you're going to take a look at the overall pictures you've drawn. And this is a question to ask yourself. Is there a relationship between your yes side and your no side that shows up in all three images, your words, or your insights? So again, we're going to look at one at a time. There might be, in number one, the word, for example, could be guilt or inability to take action. Okay, and then we're going to look at number two. So number one for me was joy. Let's say number two was going to be something yes to life would mean that I was more willing to engage with other people in ways that are nourishing to me. And on the other side, I may have something related to self-talk. So I have already some words that I'm going to be looking at. Self-talk, I may be looking at shame or guilt or not taking action in the first one. So I'm starting to notice these. And I'm going to compare them and see if there's any thing that's the same. Are there words that are the same? Are there feelings that are the same? So I'm going to do that with each one. If there are some that are the same, so let's say guilt shows up in another yes in my life. Let's say vacation. Number three was vacation, and I had the word guilt, you know, on the no side that keeps me from going, and that guilt might not be interior. It could be from other people as well. So let me give you one more example about how these words can be showing up for us. So, for example, my yes tells me that I need to take time to be able to do things that bring me joy, but I feel guilty because I'm not spending all my time working. So that tells me something about next steps for me. So what we're going to do now, after you've taken a look at all of your work here, you can look at your words on the no side, and if there are any that repeat themselves or feel like they're related to you, would you please circle them, highlight them, or write them down? Okay. So now you're going to combine what you've seen in these pictures, and perhaps you've even found some things on the yes side that let you know what it is you need most, what your inner essence is telling you most. For example, they could all be related to fun. Let's say you have one that's related to experiencing joy by being out outside and taking walks, and then there's another one that's related to travel, and then there's another one that's related to getting a hug or family time, and they all have to do with joy. So you have three things there that let you know that this is going to feed, nourish, and support your inner essence. This is what you need. So you're going to use a journal or the back of this piece of paper to write down any messages from the work that you've just done. And it could be completely not related to any of your pictures. You might look at those pictures and realize, you know what, I haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. Or you might say, you know, I really have been feeling a calling to go to wherever that is, to Ireland, or to go visit my friends from college, or that kind of thing. So you're going to write down any messages that you get from your work. And if you're not sure, again, tuning into your breath with a focus on your heart and just breathe. These messages are from your inner essence. So here are some guidelines for your messages. And you can also use this question. What do I need to move from no to yes? What do I need to do? What do I need to experience? What do I need to move from no to yes? Here's an example. My yes tells me that I need to take time to move and dance, to listen to music, and to do art for self-reflection and fun. My no tells me that I need to stop worrying about being so perfect and to connect to my creative self-expression. So this is a message from both sides. Your yes is telling you how to get back on track. Your no is telling you what you need to stop, what you need to be more willing to be compassionate with yourself about. So stopping the worry, stopping the anxiety. They're related. Movement and dance is going to relieve anxiety. Listening to music is going to relieve anxiety. Doing art and self-reflection and all these things are fun. So this is something that can build your resilience, your health, your wellness, and your well-being. So the final step is to take action. And to do this, you set up a time to get on the road with that inner truth that you have just written down. Schedule a time on your calendar and make a date with yourself. So again, I'm going to invite you to take a look at the directions for this last part, to use your journal or to write down any messages from your work you've just done. If you want to take a break and get something to nourish yourself or get some water before you do this, that's great. You can even come back to this at a different time. To do that, I'm going to say you need to stop the recording, and then there's one more piece, so if you decide to come back, you know where to start. So go ahead and stop the recording. Okay, and welcome back. So what you're going to do now is to use a journal or the back of the piece of paper that you've just worked with to write down any messages from the work you've just done. So these are messages from your inner essence, and you'll get messages from the yes side, and you'll get messages from the no side. So you've looked at the words, and you've looked at the images, and this informs you. These are guidelines and messages that answer this question. What do I need to move from no to yes? What do I need to move from no to yes? And here's an example. Look at your yes in number one, and it might be broadcast in number two and number three. So let's look at just one. My yes tells me that I need to take time. This is an example. Two, and you can fill in the blank. My yes tells me that I need to take time to. You're going to fill in the blank. So go ahead and write that down, maybe in on your piece of paper at the top so you know how to fill in the blank. My yes tells me that I need to take time to dot, dot, dot. You'll be filling in the blank. Okay? And then your second sentence. My no tells me that I need to stop, dot, dot, dot. My no tells me that I need to stop, dot, dot, dot. And you fill in the blank. And again, this can be internal, or it could be relationship, or it could be related to a habit. It could be related to an activity or lack of activity. Okay. So you could have one sentence for all of them. You could have as many sentences as you like. This is all perfect. It's coming from your inner essence. This is coming from your true north by using both of these sides of the paper, okay? So when you've completed this and take all the time you need, be sure that you set up time to do this. So set up time to get on the road with your, that inner truth that you've just received. Schedule it and put it on a calendar. Make a date with yourself. Take action, okay? This is the directions for being able to say yes and working with your no's to be able to do that. So you can say no first to create space for your yes in your life. If you have any questions or you would like to share your page or insight or sentences with me, you can share them with me at Kimberly@windowstotheheart.net. And please use this information in the repatterning if you have completed it before the finding your inner compass date. There will be a place to do that in the questionnaire. Thank you so much. And again, you can write to me at Kimberly@windowstotheheart.net. And namaste.